all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey there, Michelle. Guess what? One of our most favorite friends, Kathy Kelly, the founder and CEO of HisterSister.com, that online community has over 330,000 members, is going to be here to help us define 10 ways to navigate through your hysterectomy recovery. Now, I know this is going to hit home real close for you, Michelle. And yes. Kathy, welcome aboard to Her Radio.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Oh, we're so happy you're on with us. I'm so thrilled for you. I'm so thrilled to have you. Hey, Kathy, quickly, will you just share your story because it's so fascinating? Can you do it in just a few sound bites for our audience?
Sure. So back in the early 80s, my mother died of ovarian cancer, and it kind of set in motion some decisions that I had to make for my own health. And I decided to have a hysterectomy and oophorectomy, which I did about the age of 40. And it was early years of the internet. I couldn't find anything online that was helpful, and so I decided to put up some information for women that were going through a hysterectomy. And that was 1998, and today, almost 16 years later, we have an awesome community and great information and great resources for women that are, you know, deciding whether or not to have a hysterectomy,
right?
Researching alternatives to a hysterectomy, and then recovering from a hysterectomy, and then onward, you know, pelvic floor prolapse, hormone therapy, you know, the works, anything related to GYN health.
Which is so great.
Well, I love this.
I mean,
you know, Kathy is just so right on with her story. And how many times, Michelle, have you and I seen women who've gone through this kind of an issue, and anyone for that matter, but especially an issue like Kathy's, and they're so inspired, they just go on out there and really rock and roll. So I know that our listeners are waiting for 10 ways to navigate through your hysterectomy recovery, because this is so common out there. So I'm looking here and I see hang up the cape is number one. What does that mean?
Well, you know, we're super women, you know. We're expected to do a lot by other people, and then we expect a lot of ourselves. And this is a time that if you're heading in for surgery, or if you're just in the early you know, hours or weeks of recovery, this is the time to send that superwoman cape to the cleaners, hang it up. Don't expect to, you know, put your life on hold for a little while. It's time now to rest and recover.
Can we light it on fire, that cape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about we just pitch that little mother? So we have hang up the cape. We have rest up. And then, so that's two. Number three is read up. What does that mean?
What's that?
Well, you know, when you get home from surgery, you're usually not feeling very well, but you've come home with some post-op instructions from your doctor. It's important that when you're lucid that you read through those post-op instructions, because if you have an emergency, or, you know, you're running a fever and you wonder what you're supposed to do, then is not the time to try to find those instructions. You need to put them in a place, know where they are, and know what's on them, so that if you have an emergency, you know whether or not you need to go to the ER or call your doctor's office.
So number four is love your tummy. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got, you know, our tummies are usually swollen. Most women these days are having minimally invasive surgeries, which involve the tummies being expanded by a CO2 gas that helps the doctor be able to do the surgery, and your tummy will come home swollen. And even if you've had the open incision, your tummy's going to be swollen, and it's a time that you might need ice packs, that you might need to wear a binder. And if you start to swell even more at the end of the day, it means that you've been doing too much. You need to
Okay, now,
go back
as
to
a physician, Well, as a physician, I'm all about that. You know, I have a lot of women who come home and say, oh, my gosh, you know, I had enough problems with my tummy to start with. Now the thing's sitting in another state. It's so big.
Right.
So I need a little help here. I mean, you know, seriously. And all right. Now, again, I'm putting on the doctor hat. We've got a couple here that are real doctor pieces. So watch your incisions very carefully and also check your plumbing. So hit those two, Kathy.
Okay, so we want you to keep your incisions dry and clean, and if there's any redness or pus or your skin is even just hot, you know, kind of a fever around the incision, you need to, you know, contact your doctor's office immediately. Check your plumbing. You know, we come home from surgery and we're often, our bowels are often sluggish, and we start worrying about whether, you know, whether or not we've had that all-important bowel movement yet. And so it's important to, you know, to eat high-fiber foods and drink plenty of water and take those daily, you know, take some little walks around your house. If you're going to get up to go to the bathroom, for goodness sakes, take a few laps around your house and get a little bit of movement in, because those are the kind of things that will help to get your bowels moving.
So you've actually taken us through the next several then. Eat well, hydrate, move with caution. This is so terribly important. And, you know, when you say check your plumbing, that also includes urination, not just, know, bowel movements, because a urinary tract infection, you know, is very common among women, and especially when we've had surgery and back and forth. So always be on top of that situation. So we've got hanging up the cape, resting up, reading up, loving your tummy. Anyway, try anyway. Watch your incisions, check your plumbing, eat well, hydrate, move with caution. A lot of women are afraid to move. Help us walk us through, literally, walk us through that one.
Well, you know, there's some real important body mechanics that can go, you know, kind of odd and awkward when you're guarding your tummy. And so it's just really important to, you know, to move slowly. If you were to reach all of a sudden too quickly for something, or, you know, try to reach, you're going to find yourself possibly in a bind. Some women even put a chair next to their bed as something to hang on to as they're turning over, you know, turning over in the bed and trying to get up. Even if you've had minimally invasive surgery, those times of just moving after surgery, it makes you feel like that your tummy's going to, you know, fall apart or something, and so you just want to make sure that you're careful with yourself. You prop yourself up with pillows in your bed. Put pillows between your knees. Do whatever it takes to feel comfortable in bed, but be careful with the way that you're moving.
Be good to yourself, right?
Be
That's
good
the whole
to yourself.
Key is be good to yourself. Yep. And then number 10 is ask the Hister Sisters. So tell us quickly, Kathy, why ask the Hister Sisters?
Well, you know, you're going to get customized, personalized answers from the women in the community. A lot of women will stop by the Facebook fan page or, you know, shout out to us on Twitter with questions, and they're not going to get much privacy, and they're not going to get the benefit of all the women that are really just, quote, hanging out at the Hister Sisters website. The women log in 24/7 on the website, and if you want a question answered quickly, you go there. It's also the best, the place where we have this really awesome section of Hister Sisters called the Hysterectomy Checkpoints. The Hysterectomy Checkpoints is a section of the website that if you're logged in and you're a member and you have a hysterectomy date in your profile, it knows what information to give you. So if you're pre-op, if you haven't had your surgery yet, it'll tell you how to prepare. If you're post-op hysterectomy, even week one versus week seven, it gives you different information along the way. So it's being a member of Hister Sisters has great benefits.
This is fantastic. We are so honored to have you on, Kathy. Kathy Kelly, the founder and CEO of HisterSisters.com. You better get on over there and hit that online. That's HisterSisters.com. And we've learned 10 ways to navigate through your hysterectomy recovery. Once again, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget, check out www.HisterSisters.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.